deliberately apply your attention to the experience and then sustain it. It's a little like ice skating. Planting your foot is like applying your attention, and then gliding along is like staying in touch with the experience. From time to time, you can reapply your attention to it and sustain your contact with it. Keep a bit of attention on your own attention so you can bring it back if it wanders. Gentle instructions to yourself can help, like a soft voice in the back of your mind saying, "Stay with this." To reduce distractions from tension and stress, take one or more long exhalations, which will activate the calming and relaxing parasympathetic wing of your nervous system. Softly name the experience to yourself if you like, such as calming, relaxing, safe. If you're distractible, try to take in particularly stimulating experiences. These include physical pleasures, energizing emotions such as delight, awe, joy, affection, and eagerness, and embodied attitudes like fierce determination. Intensity. As the intensity of an experience increases, so do levels of the neurotransmitter norepinephrine, which promotes the formation of new synapses. The more that an experience fosters new synapses, the more that it gets woven into your brain. And as an experience becomes more pleasurable, particularly if it was more rewarding than your brain initially expected because you deliberately intensified it and opened to it through taking in the good, dopamine levels rise as well, which also promotes new synapses. In essence, as the pleasurable intensity of an experience grows, so does its conversion into lasting neural structure. Consequently, encouraging positive experiences to get more intense and feel as good as possible is a great way to get lasting benefit from them. To do this, encourage the positive experience to become richer, fuller, and bigger in your body and mind. Sink into the experience and let it become as intense as possible. Be aware of things that are rewarding about it, such as how good something feels on your skin, or how touched you are when someone is kind to you. You could inhale a little faster, or get a sense of pumping up energy inside yourself. Perhaps close your eyes, or look down at something unchanging, so you can really focus on this delicious experience. An experience may be subtle, such as serenity, belonging, or fulfillment, yet it can still pervade your mind. Savor it, relish it, enjoy it. Multimodality. Multimodality means that you're aware of as many aspects of the experience as possible. Suppose you are thinking about a friend's good qualities. You could also tune in to related sensations, emotions, desires, and actions. Or, if you're feeling grateful, get an image of a stream of good things coming into your life. Sense your body easing. Notice the wish to share some of what you've been given with others, and imagine speaking your thanks out loud. In particular, try to sense good experiences in your whole body. Let your attention move down into your body like water moving down into the earth. Bring awareness to your breathing, which will help you stay in touch with your body. See if you can even get a sense of breathing as the whole body, with feelings like happiness or love or peace woven into the breathing. It's so obvious that it's easy to forget that we engage life as a very physical body. Subcortical control centers are continually monitoring the state of your body and sending calls for action and related emotion signals up into your cortex. These subcortical signals shape the views and values held in the cortex, with results that reverberate back down to the subcortex and brainstem. Through this loop, action shapes thinking, and thinking shapes action, which is the basis of what's called embodied cognition. For example, studies show that leaning toward a reward increases the brain's response to it, and that your facial expressions, posture, and even whether you open or close your hands, all influence your experience and behavior. Consequently, you can enrich an experience by embodying it through various kinds of action, even subtle ones. Early in my marriage, when my wife was telling me about a problem and it was starting to look like it was me, I would pull back physically. Get me out of here. But gradually, I found that leaning toward her helped keep my mind in the conversation and my heart open to her. Similarly, you could use a soft half smile to lift your mood, sit up a little straighter to become more alert, or widen your stance to feel a little stronger. In general, the more actively and bodily we engage positive experiences, the greater their impacts. A creative way to engage an experience with multiple senses is to be artistic with it. Even simple things can be powerful, as you can see in this example from a middle school counselor. For more on taking in the good with children, listen to Chapter 9. She said, "I facilitate advisory groups for students who are academically disengaged, and I've introduced a gratitude exercise in which we practice taking in the good. I pass out strips of different colored paper, glue sticks, and markers. Everyone gets 3 strips. I ask the students to close their eyes and to take a few minutes to think about what they're grateful for in their lives. Then I tell them to pick 3 of these things and write each one on a paper strip. I let them know that what they choose can be grand or as simple as melted cheese, hot water, or seedless watermelon, 3 of my favorites. Next, each student constructs a paper chain out of his or her strips of paper. Each time a link is added, we pause to reflect on the goodness of the added experience. I remind the students to let the experience sink in and become a part of them. What I notice most of all when doing this exercise are the peace and quiet that fill our space and the gentle smiles on all the faces."